There I am. Thank you. So, anytime?
Yeah.
In September 1963, I entered a new school as a high school freshman in a foreign land in Wisconsin. This was Holy Cross Seminary in La Crosse. Except for weekend Boy Scout camping trips, I'd never been away from home. As Mom and Dad drove off that day, I was so lost, so bereft, I doubted my vocation and wondered how on earth I was going to make it. I wasn't worried about not becoming a priest, I was worried about dressing myself. And I was nearly catatonic thinking about school, which on reflection is really counterintuitive. I'd spent the previous 8 years under the instruction and disciplinary thumbs of nuns. How could priests be any tougher? They couldn't. Toughness-wise, it was a lateral move, sisters to fathers. First day of school, first class of the day, algebra. Father Malik. One of several illusions Father Malik labored under was that everyone in his class had already had at least an introduction to algebra. Now, we had many fine teachers at St. Joe's. Nobody in the world taught English better than Mrs. Houlihan. Nobody ran a better band program than Sister Mary Joachim, with help from Mom. But our eighth grade math teacher, Sister Agnes Marie, was also, and principally, the principal. Her hands were full, just trying to keep a lid on the place, never mind algebra. St. Joe's was eventually famous for sending on to the public school its relative handful of 13 and 14-year-old Catholic boys, who, the moment they entered the public system, began corrupting their new classmates so thoroughly, so indiscriminately, were still basking in the happy consequences. But my St. Joe's class, 1963, the first class to complete all 8 grades there, wasn't like that. Of 9 boys in the class, true story, 5 of us went from there directly into the seminary. Only one was ordained. Most of us washed out as freshmen, yours truly included. And it wasn't because I missed the nuns. But I was talking about the first day of school and algebra. The thing about algebra is, it's been around since the ancient Babylonians, and to this day, nobody understands, or more to the point, believes X times Y equals Z. You replace numbers with letters and conventional punctuation with other slightly more exotic signs. To what end? Will it balance your checkbook? Will it help you count backward by threes while having a colonoscopy? I stole that from a poet friend of mine. There's a reason algebra is called pure mathematics. It's called pure because it is absolutely untethered from the grubby, tainted, compromised world of day-to-day human affairs. Mathematicians tell you straight-faced that using algebra you can study the properties of numbers as though real estate were involved here. We've learned much recently, haven't we, about how pure the business of real estate is. That was a misdirection play there, sorry. And that wasn't what I was thinking when Father Malik started doing equations on the blackboard that first day of seminary school morning. I was thinking about maybe joining the circus. Perhaps I could train elephants to dance, a two-step to Gregorian chant. Or I was thinking about stepping in front of a train, heroically. Young future priest slash pure mathematician dies in time-distance speed experiment. I was thinking about getting the angels to sing for me at the train station. Algebra is like poetry, isn't it? Its only goal, as Billy Collins has noted, is to generate more of itself. I guess that means it's instinctive, and instinct trumps just about everything else here in Babylon, doesn't it? Ora pro nobis.